2,400 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. That's 12 times the amount laid out in the Iran deal, which sought to restrain Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. The U.S. withdrew from the deal in 2018, and since then, Iran has been breaking limits laid out in the agreement. Recent satellite photos also suggest it is building a new underground facility following apparent sabotage at its main enrichment site. Some analysts believe that Iran is a matter of months away from getting the material it needs for a nuclear weapon, should it choose to pursue one. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News, Washington.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on how to lower the risk of spreading coronavirus while holding large gatherings over the holidays. It's now urging people to hold gatherings outdoors whenever possible, on top of wearing masks and frequent hand washing. This as Texas becomes the first state with more than a million confirmed coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. If it were a country, it would be on Johns Hopkins University's list of top 10 highest cases. The Dow has closed down 23 points, ending the day at 29,397. The Nasdaq ends the day 2% higher. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Atlassian, makers of collaboration software like Jira and Trello. 83% of Fortune 500 companies use Atlassian to help teams stay agile, aligned, and connected. Learn more at Atlassian.com.